No whispering.
That was the best in queue of the week.
No talking. It's Wednesday.
Mm.
And yes. We normally do our birthdays on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
But we are not doing a show on Thursday. So because of that, Wednesday will be the day that we do the birthdays.
So today is Tuesday?
This is Wednesday.
So today is the day we're going to... What are we doing today?
We're doing birthdays
it's
right
Wednesday's
now.
It's Wednesday's birthdays.
Highly irregular.
So if you listen for your birthday on Thursday, you are going to be SOL.
So is yeah, Tuesday true. Still anything can happen day?
Shut up, Rob. Start the music.
Thank you.
Rick Warriner had a birthday on the day the world did not end. His wife, Molly, has requested a belated sexy greeting from Buzz.
This is for Rick?
This is for Molly. Oh, no. Is it?
Yeah,
does Molly want the sexy greeting for Rick?
I believe she does.
Jesus. That's a little dark and twisted.
Yeah. Dark and stormy.
And yeah. We're off.
I could use one of those right now.
Yeah.
I could use four of those. Right
does
now.
It say how old Rick is today?
83. No, it doesn't say. It doesn't say.
And you know, really, Buzz, when you're doing a homosexual sexy greeting, does it matter?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask Brent Musburger. We'll talk about that later.
Good. Rick, it's your birthday. Do what makes you feel good.
Okay, thank you. Monday was number 33 for Sean Fahey.
Hey! Well, hello, it's Sean Fahey. He's magically delicious. Pink hearts, green clovers.
Sean's younger brother turns 31, but is apparently too insignificant to mention by name.
Hey, did you hear last week on the Today Show when Savannah really used something politically incorrect? There was talking about a couple that had kids 1 year apart. She called them Irish twins.
Wow. Is that Irish twins?
Yeah, when you keep having kids because, you know, you just can't stop.
Oh, good.
Savannah. Irish twins. So I think Sean Fahey, the Fahey boys might be Irish twins.
Savannah and her old lady arms. Monday was
totally devoid of a sense of humor.
As a fat guy, I shouldn't say that. Monday was number 33 for Sean Fahey.
Hey.
Sean's younger brother turns 31, but is apparently too insignificant to mention by name.
Apparently.
Douchebags. Both of them. Scott Larson turned 41 on Monday.
Larson!
He and his wife were at our Reno show, and he'd like Mike to talk up head games.
Do you want to do that, Foreigner, Mike?
Okay, hold on just a second. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Having a fabulous Wednesday. How are you? This is the Mike O'Mara Show. I certainly hope you're enjoying this cold weather. It's going to be warm for the weekend. Temperature's going to be in the 60s. Hey, that's January spring. How about that? But it's going to get cold right after that. So enjoy this weekend when you can from WAVA.
Whoa.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. That's how you
Thank
do
you.
It.
Damn.
You. That's, you know, that's how it's done.
And one
it's,
take.
And it's Oscar's favorite band.
Thank you very much.
Head game?
Foreigner.
No, Foreigner.
Monday. Monday was also Amazon shopper Kaylee Harner's birthday.
Harner!
But she's wearing her Dick Queasy t-shirt today, hoping that it'll get a greeting out of Dick.
Oh, okay.
Well, by golly, Kaylee, I sure hope that you're going to get off the coast of San Diego and get some of that dead squid that's washing up on the beach. Because by golly, they're coming up from the bottom of the ocean and they are rotting on the beach. And that means free calamari at Dick Queasy's Discarded Sea. That's right, free calamari. I always said this, Buzz, when I opened Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood,
yes.
I said if it's dead and washes up on the beach, you eat it for free.
That's great.
Do you serve it with some of your homemade suspect marinara sauce?
Oh, it's delicious. No, it's amazing. It gets that extra tang. Because we leave it on the deck.
Oh.
All right, let me see. Joseph Snyder met his wife, Molly, at Jimmy's 10 years ago. So she says he'd like to hear a greeting from Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
I hate it when they're back-to-back.
Wow.
I put so much into Dick Queasy.
I know.
And then I feel like it diminishes the Dick Queasy.
Not at all.
Jimmy's easy.
Yeah, Jimmy's excited. Jimmy's excited because the NHL is back. Let's get a cup for the Sabres. Joseph turned 29. On Tuesday.
Yeah, he did.
He's 80 pounds lighter, and he says we're his inspiration. He's Sean Carter.
Carter!
Who was 33 on Tuesday, and he just wants to say thanks.
That's really nice.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey. That is the worst response to thank you can get. Say thank you to me, Rob.
Thank you.
All right.
Do you know which rapper is also named Sean Carter?
Puffy Carter?
Puff Daddy, right?
No,
that's
no.
Combs.
Combs.
Sean
right.
Carter is Ice-T.
No.
Sean Carter is Vanilla Ice.
No.
Oh, is it MC Hammer?
No.
It's
no.
Snoop Dogg.
No.
No, is it Afrika Bambaataa?
It's Dr. Dre.
I might have this wrong, but
no,
I think
it's Andre.
Pitbull.
No, it's Jay-Z, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, right. I thought it was Cool J.
I thought his name was Jay's.
Can I get through these, please? Telecommuting.
How much?
Telecommuting is lonely unless you have this show to keep you company. That's what Kurt Boucher, or Boucher, says. He turned 45 on Wednesday, Kurt Boucher did, and he would be delighted with a greeting from Colonel Potter.
Ah.
No.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Wow.
We have music.
I guess you were ready for it.
Yeah. Sometimes we prepare.
Telecommuting's lonely work. We understand. Sitting in your underwear, getting work done, cuts into your productivity. Happy birthday.
Was there ever any bad touch with Jack Webb?
Not at all. You mean on Dragnet?
Yes. Yeah.
He touched the outside of it.
Oh!
Adam Matika enters his douchebag 30s on Thursday. He'd like advice from a young man advice for a young man from Morgan Freeman. I cannot do four in a row.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow is also Samuel Shaver's birthday. He'd like a greeting from somebody. Somebody had to ask Jack Cassidy. We'll be talking about, you should listen, because Samuel, in the show, we're going to be talking about our very effeminate T-shirt designs for the Jack Cassidy.
You'll get your wish.
I have a bunch for
they
you.
They lean towards...
Oh, you have a bunch?
Yes.
I've only seen the two that Buzz tried to send
us.
Yes,
right. I have a whole file of
they
them.
Lean swishy, don't they?
Ryan Hansen is turning... And we can't have swishy.
No, we can't.
It's got to be unisex.
That's right.
Ryan Hansen is turning 18 this week and just got early acceptance to his first choice. The school, the University of Mary Washington.
Not VCU.
His dad is very proud of both milestones. Nice, but not funny.
Right.
All right, I've just stopped the show for myself. You guys have no idea.
No, we don't.
I do.
Is it your...
Do you?
Yes. Because we've talked about this in private.
Catherine has applied early admission.
Ah. Well, I hope she gets accepted.
Ryan turned 18 and just got his early acceptance. Buzz gets these super, super early. Okay. This is funny.
There you go.
Jesus Christ. You had no idea.
No, I had no idea.
You had no idea that my heart rate now is... where's the Xanax?
Didn't mean to do that.
This is funny. Nathan Labori has a 30-something birthday Friday. His friend has requested that our greeting include Oscar talking up an Elvis record chosen by Rob.
You know, I gave a lot of thought to this, and I went to 1960. I will give
Nathan?
I will give you this. It's an 11-second intro.
Oh, I got
moderately up-tempo. Big voice.
For
are you
Nathan.
Ready?
Yeah.
The song is called... It's Now or Never.
Ooh. Hi, Nathan.
No.
It's your old body sex... Body. F me.
Start it again.
Start
it again.
Right, start. I got to work on my new Rob voice.
Here's new Rob for 13,
you should
right?
You do it as yourself.
3-2-3-2. Oh, you want me to do it as me?
Yeah, that's what I'd like. Okay. And put a little oomph into it.
Yeah, pretend you're a DJ.
Yeah. Pretend you're a broadcaster.
think about how you love albums.
991 HFS. Today's alternative rock. I don't know how this record got in here, but Kendall... Jeff, whatever your name is, here's some Elvis for you. Happy birthday.
Hey!
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I'll give him that. Yeah. B+. Yeah.
Didn't step on it.
That was pretty good. I like that. Al Apsitnik.
Apsitnik. And Gazuhai.
Your pronouncers are great.
Thank you.
Like a guy that's been doing radio for his entire life, and he writes the pronouncers for me. AHP, capital SIT.
Apsitnik.
I gotta read them before. Al Apsitnik from Oscars Pittsburgh turned 60 Friday. Hey, that's good. I like our older listeners. Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you mean I'm old? He wanted us to know there's at least one listener slightly older than Buzz.
Hey, congratulations.
Awesome. You get to be over 50, you start obsessing. On age, we just proved that. Christy Willingham of Newton, Kansas is fabulous at 40 on Friday and congratulates Mike and Carla on the baby. Thank you very much.
Kiss ass.
Suzanne Meyer also turns 40 on Saturday, and her husband Scott has requested that Buzz give her some advice as she enters her sexual prime.
Oh, there's a lot of requests for that. I really don't understand it.
God. Go ahead, Buzz.
Go ahead,
what's her name again?
I don't know. Suzanne.
Suzanne. All right.
Yeah.
Horny Suzanne. Horny, needy new Suzanne.
Ah! There she is. Go ahead, Buzz.
Suzanne, a woman reaches her sexual prime at about the age of 40. And I know you know what I'm talking about. So make the most of it.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday,
okay,
baby.
Okay, I'm going to throw up. Start the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
No, because now I'm not going on the blind dates, and I'm coming back with the stories about that. You know why they call them blind dates? Because when you see the girl, you want to jab something sharp into your eyeballs. Ah! Any anything could poke an eye out when I was a kid. I'd be passing pizza across the table. You're going to take your brother's eye out with that slice. Now put your goggles on and go to bed. And stop the rolling up there. Stop the rolling in the bed. All night long in the bed. Rolling, rolling, rolling. You're going to fall out of that bed and poke your eye out. And you're going to sue us or we're going to lose the house to you. My mother was always saying that to me when I was a kid. We're going to lose the house. We're going to lose the house. Anything could lose the house when I was growing up. You know, you're a teenager, 19, 20. Mom, can I borrow the car tonight? You're not taking that car out tonight. Taking the car out at night. You're going to smash into somebody. They're going to sue us or we're going to lose the house. Well, those were my plans exactly tonight, Mother. Yes. Thank you. You're too kind.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
Live from the Cabby Fiber Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded 17 million times, and we're heard in 151 countries. It is Wednesday, January 9th, 2013. Our show today is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. Business owners know the importance of networking, and they know that professional-looking business cards are essential. Now, thanks to Vistaprint, you can get 250 quality business cards for 10 bucks. How about that? Billions of business owners use Vistaprint. Any disc jockey that has a disc jockey pedigree cannot listen to a Chicago record without obsessing.
This is really one of the posts. This is the most fun one to talk up because there's two amazingly strong posts.
I will remember this song forever because this is the song I used to announce the pregnancy of Carla O'Mara.
I shall always remember this song because RJ sang it in karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Hey, millions of business owners use Vistaprint because it's affordable and so easy to create a quality custom business card online. You choose from thousands of designs, or you can upload your own. And we're talking about heavy paper stock at half the regular price. To get this offer plus free shipping, go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. And Vistaprint can match your card design with website signs, almost anything you need. Satisfaction guaranteed. Again, that's 250 top quality cards with free shipping for just 10 bucks. You can't beat that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get for 10 bucks.
You gotta love it.
Such a deal.
As I did, you can get a card that it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, get a stupid card.
Lunch at McDonald's.
Remember when you bought 10,000 cards that just said, go F yourself?
Would you make me a legitimate card for the show?
Yes.
Would you, and you can get it, your timetable the next month.
Okay.
I don't care. But make me a legitimate card for the show that I can hand out to listeners.
But not the
when
one.
When we take our next road trip.
Not the one.
That I'm excited about already.
Not one with your cell phone or your home address.
That is exactly right.
You want one that can go to anybody.
I made one with my personal email and my cell phone that I hand out to special people. Mm. Would you like to know how many
you
times?
You mean like the challenge?
Do you know how many times I've handed that out?
How many?
Once.
I bet you've got a big box of them upstairs. Though.
I handed it out to a female lawyer in Manassas when I was drunk.
Now, here's a question for you about your card.
Enter the code TMOS. Yeah, no. Go to Vistaprint.com. Yeah.
Steve Martin hates signing autographs, so he has cards printed up that just says, I have met Steve Martin.
That's cool.
How would you like a card that says, I have met Mike O'Mara, and then www.mikeomarashow.com?
I would like a card that I can hand to people. Here's when I meet people, and here's what I get, and we all get this. This is what we get.
John Q. Randoms
who say, oh, where are you now?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
You're back on. Yeah. I used to listen to you guys all the time. I want a legitimate card to direct people to this show.
With your face on it?
And no.
Oh, can
no,
I?
No. Perhaps I should have signed this test.
No, I will make you look great.
That's why I was going to ask the other gentleman in the room, are there any takers? I'm going to say over under 2.5 times Mike makes Rob do those cards over again.
No. I'm going to get it right the first time. This is not like doing a hot clock.
Well, under.
But he doesn't have to, he can show me the design and then go ahead and do it. So that's not
technically. I think you're going to make him go back to the drawing board a couple of times.
Well,
I disagree. I don't think he will.
I've got a wonderful eye for design.
Do we not all get the same thing where I didn't know you guys were on?
Yes.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Policemen ask me that all the time.
What is a podcast?
That's right. I thought you
were
dead.
Where are you? I mean, we don't lose. And this is an amazing. I'm going to throw this out now. Mm-hmm. This is an amazing statistic about this show. we don't go backwards.
No.
God knows we used to on the radio. Yeah. We're like we'd a, go month
like,
to month.
We're like so a we dodge.
But yeah. the people that latch on to this show, mm-hmm. they don't go away. They right. stay. Yeah. And we are thrilled with all of you. So the fact is, the only thing I got to work on is getting more people to come to the party. Because right. if they come to the party, they don't want to leave the party. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing.
The ticket to the party is the business card.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You yeah. think so?
Or, yes, but not with a picture.
We should all get them because I think we should add the radio station, WTNT, mm-hmm. where we start sure. Monday.
That could be done. You know? I think that maybe on the back that mm-hmm. can be
yeah.
put there.
Yeah, good idea.
In parentheses.
Maybe we need one. Maybe we need a new one. That, yeah, and not is something that just could really motivate people that you would hand that to them after they meet you. Hey, I'm a big fan. Well, if you want to, here's exactly what I say to people. Well, you want to know what I'm doing now? And I'd like to whip that thing out mm-hmm. yeah. and not yeah. not me.
And the card.
No, no.
And the card. And hand
well,
that.
It's all bruised down
hand
there.
That to them and say, you know what I'm doing now? It is. Oh, we'll get to that. Incidentally, we're taping a bonus hour for Friday and we're doing it today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It will be discussed in great detail.
Oh, oh good. God.
So we can ask a lot of questions.
I won't show anything, but Jesus okay. Christ.
You know, it's thank funny, God. Mike. You don't look God, bluish.
It's terrible. I would like so. Well, you want to know what I'm doing right now? Here it is.
Yeah. And yeah. Same
so,
here.
So there's the direction that okay. I need. And none of the ones we've had does that.
Quite do it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's like, so it's got to be. It's
the
like,
card is basically about here's how you find us.
It's got to create urgency.
Here's right. what I think it should be.
Okay.
Go to Vistaprint, and when you get it done, Rob, this is the prime directive. The card should be a mini billboard for the show.
Okay.
You do it. You did a great job with your cards. That's why he's asking you
yeah,
this.
Yeah, because you did your Christmas card.
Well, because that's about Rob.
Well, apply that same mojo.
God yeah. damn it. He is really a hemorrhoid sometimes.
You're going to have fun with him when he takes his headphones yeah. off and shows yeah. his haircut.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe he should comb it forward over that thing on his forehead.
Yeah, I'm breaking out. Jeez.
Oh, geez, like gosh. An ad for French fries.
Okay, so you will do that? And,
yes.
And this is not for me. This is for everybody.
Okay.
So yeah, that somebody
so says, like a standard template that is that screams the show. It has our own name on it, but it drives traffic.
And
yeah,
and
creates
a QR
urgency.
Code.
And yes. just
I'll do it for everyone except him.
Code. Just a logo, I don't
oh, the
think
thing?
Cuts yeah. it. Yeah. A logo just doesn't, because the people right. don't get it.
No.
They're not going to get the logo. They're going to get something
clean
that's going to say, like a slug line,
what's great,
you know, laugh till you hurt, or something like
the
that.
The top will say,
make your balls turn blue.
WWW in smaller font, then Mike O'Mara Show, and then smaller font again, .com. Mm-hmm. That's what it's got to scream. It's got to
right.
scream the website and the name of the boss. And then underneath, then we'll put something that'll really drive.
Wouldn't
the
it be great if there was two versions? Okay, if the back we'll actually had Rob Spiewak, I'd carry that card all day. If it was Mike O'Mara and on the back and Rob Spiewak,
I will always, and it would be everyone's name and my name,
yeah,
including my card, Rob Spiewak with more
that.
Rob Spiewak,
maybe a fanful.
That'd be yes. awesome.
Go click this link and hear my jingle.
The prime directive should Good be. Bit. A something when someone says, well, here's what I'm doing now. You ought to check it out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever I say, whatever I hand people yeah. after that has to drive them
clear.
Right.
To be
to
clear.
That. And yeah. and then we'll go nuts handing them out.
You okay. know what? It can't be a white card then. It's got to be something with color.
Tremendous
always,
color.
Always yes. color.
Something strong.
I like
Shut
that
up.
Idea. On the program
and
today,
Rob Spiewak.
So much to go over. I never got to Old Men in Florida.
Still want
to
hear
I never got that. I want to do that today. I want to talk. I have my latest Queen recommendation. Mm-hmm. This is the queeniest thing I do on television.
And it's a TV thing?
Yeah. It's everybody knows what it is. I'll talk about it a little bit. But when you do a two-hour marathon of it, it's a big deal.
Oh, boy.
I think probably people that know what I'm talking about already know. Vultures. Wait, let me do this.
Yeah.
Hold
do
on.
This properly.
Let me get it right. All right.
Hopefully it's not helium.
This right, it's due.
No, no.
All right, hold on. I get it.
Wait, that machine.
Hold on.
He's finding the thing.
Hold on a second.
It's under V for
Ready?
Vultures.
Yes, go.
Vultures in Leesburg.
God knows, yeah.
Vultures in Leesburg.
That's Rob's hometown. Yeah.
Run for your lives.
You know, when you see vultures circling your house, it makes you second guess your lifestyle.
We will have the details. This is a story that Buzz has been in the newsroom, in the Glass and Closed Nerve yes. Center, working on this. And so he's going to have that for us. Mm-hmm. I really want to avoid a gun battle on the show.
You mean
I've done it on Facebook.
Well, none of us wow. have guns here, so we'll be fine.
But I'm
well, that's
getting,
a good thing.
I'm just getting pissed again.
I thought you were going to let it go.
I was.
That was
I'm,
yesterday.
I'm
you can't
trying.
Let it go.
I am trying to let it go, but there are too many. Look, here's the this is the way I feel.
Yeah,
we are accepting of too many idiots in our country. We allow them to be dumb. We allow them to be completely wrong.
That's true.
And there are certain things that, just think we're getting worse at it. We're accepting people as legitimate that are not legitimate. Mm-hmm. I don't mind arguing with people that have a differing point of view. People all think on Facebook that I unfriend anybody that disagrees with me. That's not true. If you are reasonable and you have a valid point, I'm tired of morons that are being given a microphone and given legitimacy. I may get to this. I may not. Mm-hmm. I know I'll chase.
This is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
He's awful.
Yeah. What were you moron.
Say? I just... It's and this is the ABCs of you, and this is why I love your passion.
Mm-hmm.
You at one point were saying how you got to work on your blood pressure and how you deal with stress.
Yes.
And then the next day you walk in after talking about how you're trying to live this life of just kind of focusing on the show and not letting other people distract you.
Right.
And then you're like, well, I was going to launch a site, Boycott the First, and people pissed me off, and I just decided not to.
I'm a man of many moves.
And then today you want to launch a site, Boycott the Bullets, and it's just I don't know
they
what's
going
on.
They don't even play here anymore.
You know what it is?
Bullets.
I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
You can't turn that off.
You know what it is, Mike? You have a very tremendous fault. And that is you care too much.
I care so much it hurts,
and
Rob.
It really it's really been detrimental to your health.
It has.
And it's really not a switch you can turn off.
No, but I mean,
don't lose your purity, Pony Boy.
There's this guy, Pony Boy. That's Pony not Boy. The Piers Morgan show on CNN. This is a guy that's got a lot more to lose than I do, and he's put his ass on the line, drawing a line in the sand, and really having some of these asshats on his show that are just complete dunderheads.
That audio is great.
We'll have it in the vault.
Is this the guy that came on the show and yelled?
Alex Jones. Yeah, he was
this guy, Alex Jones,
Texas disc jockey.
I mean, really. And there's another. It frustrates me, and it gets me back to there are people. From both sides, but there are people that believe that if they can shout louder and they can scream and be melodramatic, more than screaming and yelling, just being overly dramatic.
It's a page from Glenn Beck.
And can I be honest? I'll say it and I'll be done with it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's my only, and
get
I will
off
not,
your chest.
I will not belabor it. I will simply say this and true. This whole gun thing in a lot of people comes from TV and movies and playing cowboys and Indians back in the yard.
We grew up with that.
We were raised on this. Yeah. And so there are these guys that still hold on to this.
Didn't grow up.
And just say, I watch television. I watch shoot 'em ups. I like my guns, and I keep this because I'm going to blow away the bad guys. And it's just, it's just not based in reality.
No.
The reality, you know, somebody said if they really wanted to give America a wet slap in the face, what they would do is show pictures of Newtown and really show it.
Yeah.
And I'm almost of that mindset. You want to know what the reality of these, you know, rock 'em sock 'em guns that you like so much? Show the people what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we would be a little less cowboy and a little more responsible about just opening a dialogue as to how. And I can't disagree with a guy like Piers Morgan when he says when they had the mass shooting with all the babies that were killed in Scotland.
Right.
They didn't have a debate.
No.
There was no discussion of whether it's right or wrong.
The mission was clear.
Right. The mission was clear. Get the guns off. Eliminate the guns because the guns kill people.
I watched a little bit of Jon Stewart last night.
Yeah.
And his argument was softened because he had bad laryngitis. But I think he came to the party because he was saying, do you realize the uproar that we went into when that lady sued for hot coffee at McDonald's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that there was laws. There was changing on the packaging. Everything was taken care of.
Right.
And yet we're dragging our feet on something that means the lives of children.
Yeah.
How backward is that?
And the thing is, you hear the debate framed in such a way where people are saying, I don't want to take away all your guns and stuff like that because, that's such a radical. And you know what? There are people that are so paranoid that think the United States government is going to come into their living rooms and take every firearm that they have. And I'm sorry if you get mad at me. So what?
Yeah.
You don't need them.
You're right.
So, you don't need them. Well, the government will take over. We need a free militia, the Second Amendment. I know, blah, blah, blah. That comes from the NRA,
it's
guys.
The Chicken Little thing. It's so much of our politics, regardless of something.
I didn't want to do this.
Not just guns or other things. But
sorry.
It's all based in fear.
I'm sorry.
There's this horrible, horrible fear. And we've just got to get over
Nothing's going to happen.
Don't live in fear.
Nothing's going to happen.
Trust me, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I said this a month ago.
And shame on all of us.
I said a month ago that when you came back from Florida.
Yeah.
People stopped talking about Newtown.
Right.
People stop talking. The only reason they're talking about it again is right. because there are a couple blowhards that have stepped in it. And but Buzz, it's not like it was a month ago.
Not even close.
You're right.
It's already gone away. You've got it in the news, but you don't have the same fervor. The thing that they talk about over in England was this was a national consciousness. Bing bang boom that they implemented these gun laws. And what Oscar I think is talking about is the fact that when this gets to Congress. You want it? You want evidence of it? Just listen to Chris Christie.
That's where it'll die.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. You'd say if anything's going to change. You're going to have people propose legislation. Mm-hmm. You're going to have people continue to talk about it. Mm-hmm. It still will be in the news for a while.
Right.
But it's already gone away.
Oh, yeah. The Senate and the Congress, they will use it to make themselves look good.
They will use it to make themselves look like they care. I'm very much aware of the opposition in Congress that could prevent this from happening. But there is a momentum, and it's building. And it's in the news, not just because of some blowhards, but the White House report is about to come out. It's being very heavily debated. More and more, the mother of the little girl who was killed when Gabby Giffords was shot.
Yes.
She's now got an announcement.
Well,
the fact that children were killed here is very emotional and has not been forgotten by the American people.
There is positive traction.
Hopefully you're right.
And I agree with you, Buzz. Mm-hmm. There is traction.
I'm an optimist.
But it's not. I mean, look, again, guys, we basically had egos put the our economy, the way we do business, mm-hmm. the value of our dollar. But egos were at risk here, and they basically almost screwed the pooch, and they didn't even fix anything. They just pushed it off a little bit.
I know.
And everything is politicized.
That's a whole another problem.
And everything
is
politicized.
And if they can't do that, which affects all of us.
Right.
How are they going to fix the gun?
Buzz, I wish I could be more optimistic. Yeah, I'd love to be optimistic. I just want reason. I just want reason put back into the whole thing, you know. Yeah. And if you think I'm a little extreme, maybe I am. But I admit it. I'm ready to be flexible with that and say, yeah, I don't think we need guns. We live in such and such. Okay, I'll have that debate with you. But let's not get these guys that are screaming about 1776.
Right.
You know, with this giant microphone. In any event, I said my piece. I apologize. Mm. I have to, or the top of my head. My doctor told me if I don't do that, my head will explode. We're going to try to be funny when we come back right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. Don't just make a resolution. Do something about it. Make a commitment. If you're serious about losing weight, you're ready to succeed with Wait Not. Both Rob and RJ are ready to re-lose the weight that they lost. Am I.
Yes.
We are all going to contact Wait Not again. The holidays, everybody's, you know.
It's tough.
You got to get back on track, but the Wait Not program.
I had a great talk with Christy yesterday. So we're ready to go.
They are great. They stay with you. They are committed to this, and it is a lifelong program that people have to be. I love the fact that I think more than any other program, and I don't talk about this a lot, everybody will occasionally have their bad moments. But when you implement a system, when you have something to rely on, mm-hmm. to go back to.
Support.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have this.
Right.
Especially if you go to these programs that have the prepackaged foods. Not to slam anybody doing anything they want to do, but with Wait Not, it is a way that they teach you to eat. And it is something that you can go back to, and if you do it and you stick with it, you can once again get back on track. And this is the time of year everybody's thinking about mm-hmm. this. Rob lost 100 pounds, so did RJ. Now Rob and Wait Not are challenging you to make that same commitment.
Do it.
Wait Not's commitment is to help you lose weight fast and in a healthy way that includes real food. That's the best part.
And you know what? I haven't mentioned this in a while, and this actually affects Oscar, he should listen to this, is if you are just not feeling well, I had tremendous colitis issues.
Right.
And when I started eating right on Wait Not, I not only felt better day to day, it fixed that. Because
Absolutely.
You're feeding your body sure. what it needs, and you will feel better day to day, every day.
It
just
works
stick
fast.
To the program.
It's a better value than programs that take much longer. It's time to look better and feel better. Call 855-WAIT-NOT. That's 855-934-4486. Or visit waitnot.com. Wait Not. Show us what you're made of, people.
Please do it.
We appreciate them. And thanks to Wait Not for being another fine sponsor going into 2013, along with a lot of other sponsors that have really at the beginning of the year. Mark Ronick will tell you this, joined the Mike O'Mara Show family, and we are delighted for that, and we're happy to be doing this, and we're joining WTNT in a week, and we're excited. It's a very, very good start to 2013.
This is a new advertiser spotlight. Smith & Wesson will be joining us.
All right, I want to get my...
Oh, Oscar,
When I saw the guy almost getting physical with Piers Morgan last night.
You want to hear the tapes now?
Yeah, just
we can do them early.
Guy.
Good. This guy's name is
Alex
Jones.
This guy just pissed me off, and I had to say something.
He's a disc jockey. He's from Texas.
Entertainer.
I don't know if he's entertaining. Yeah, he's a carny. And this is him versus Piers Morgan, and this is actually 2 nights ago.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. Pierce? Don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
You know, I joke around about
racism.
Ignorance. How, you know, the War of 1812, never forget. I joke about how Great Britain used to be.
I guess
our enemy.
If you're slamming a Brit, that's not racism.
But, well, no, I think it is. No,
it seems like it.
But the thing is that this is so stupid that he even tries this tack and he takes it to the next level. Listen to him. When I guess he gets on a place where he's stopping to make fun of the viewpoint.
No, he knows what he's doing, Rob. He's going back to 1776.
Yeah.
The Revolutionary War where we fought the British. Duh.
And he goes, and he takes it to the next level where he starts making fun of the way Piers talks.
So the Bush administration was part of a conspiracy.
Well,
he
should never let us tolerate.
To murder thousands of Americans.
I can speak in this accent as well.
Yeah.
The
but is that
government,
what you believe?
Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag.
Ignorance.
To bring.
Like he's doing a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like he's.
In martial law in Germany, April 27th, 1933. Governments have staged terror attacks throughout history or allowed terrorists to attack as a pretext to invade and enslave the populations. I probably own more than 50 firearms.
The thing is he never breaks character.
Nah.
Give him that.
You know,
he's just a carny.
Yeah, but I mean, it's guys like that. But you've got a lot of people. You got a lot of people that get motivated by this.
Other
kind
people
of a guy.
Who are ignorant and scared are inspired by a guy
this. Pisses me off.
I get that, guys. But just like there's an a-hole like this, an extremist. That gets a platform to spread his extremism, and people buy into that. There are people like Buzz, there are people like Mike, there are people like myself that see. So, and while I know I'm a pessimist, when I see Obama talking about legislation and maybe a compromise,
right.
Then I'm into that as well.
Yeah, I know. And I think what scares me is as much as he wants to scare people about Stalin and Hitler and Castro taking people's guns. Well, but you can see, I see where that argument comes from. I see where they get it from.
Yeah.
But I get just as scared when I hear guys like this, because I'm like, what if this mindset takes over the country and we're all walking around and my daughters it's and my soon-to-be-born child has to walk into a movie theater with everybody with a sidearm.
Right.
That scares me,
too. You
know
what's more powerful now and what's really going to take down a republic or cause a revolution?
What?
A computer.
Mm-hmm.
A computer these days
could
change the landscape
the grid,
of an economy, the way we do business. That's what's going to take down, and that's what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
In lieu of Israel going to war with Iran, all signs point to the fact that the U.S. and allegedly Iran have gotten together to go after Iran's nuclear weapons.
The U.S. and who have gotten together?
And Israel have gotten together to go after Iran's nuclear weapons.
Have you heard anything about this, Mark?
And they do it with a computer.
My people haven't spoken.
That's
to
how
me.
They do it. That's how you topple governments. That's how you do an Arab Spring. That's how it all works out.
I just get frightened by, believe it or not, when I see a guy like this, when I know that there are people that think like this, when I
there
am communicating
many.
With people on a regular basis, when I have had many Facebook conversations, it makes me very, very nervous. The one thing that I go back to is other countries that had a similar situation, Western countries, civilized countries, that had a similar situation where they all got together
Australia.
Kind of and said, this makes sense. This is killing people. We got to be we can't control
logical
it.
Logical thing to
we
do.
Can't control it. And it frightens me that we are in a country where there's so much divisiveness now and that we just can't even get to that space. Right. That freaks me out.
May I play you one more tape of him?
Go ahead. And then we'll be done. I want to be done with this.
I agree. This is him going to commercials.
But that's me pandering a little bit. That's me being afraid of the people going, hey, Mike, keep it light because I got
I hope to have more some encouraging stuff in the news.
All right. Piers actually was on.
That'd be a first.
I think he was on, which is the Access Hollywood type show that has Mario Lopez on it?
Oh, man. Extra.
Extra. Yes. He was on Extra last night, and he said
Inside Hispanic.
That this guy's... or something. Entertainment or something, it's called. Piers Morgan said that this guy, Alex Jones, was even scarier during commercials.
Really?
But listen to him going to commercials here. This is a raving lunatic.
This is the man who wants to deport me from the country for wanting to get rid of
assault rifles. It's to point out you're a foreigner, a red coat, here telling us what to do.
Whatever.
Go back to where they took the guns if you don't like it. The communists...
Wow. Just cut them off.
Cut them off.
That is a strange cat right there.
Break.
You know, that guy's probably just going to get a sick payday now, unfortunately.
Oh, he's going to get great. Look.
And just when you think there's nothing that can happen to make the career of disc jockey look worse.
Mm-hmm. Now, but wait a minute. When you talk about disc jockeys, you talk about Rush Limbaugh,
right?
A DJ. Yeah. You talk about Glenn Beck, a DJ.
Baltimore DJ.
I have always thought to myself that these guys, that if you might get Rush Limbaugh or a Glenn Beck in a corner of their house while they're alone and they really want to confide in you, it's all BS.
Which may be
the genius of it.
Which might be the genius of it, but the fact is, you know, hate sells.
Yep.
It always has. It has always done better. And to be honest with you, the other stuff doesn't. And I made a decision a long time ago that this type of content on the show, I keep it down to a dull roar because I want to have fun. I want to lighten up. People do come to me and to you guys for a different reason. They want to kind of keep it light. There are people that like to have our serious discussions once in a while, but I just have to be mindful of my job, the prime directive, which is to entertain. When you get an asshat like this, it's in the news, it's top of mind.
Unavoidable.
I make a little exception. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's talk about something much more important.
What's that?
Vultures in Leesburg.
Oh yes. Oh, absolutely, Mike.
Vultures.
Nothing encouraging about this.
Vultures in Leesburg.
What is the deal? I am riding a motorcycle out to Leesburg tonight, and I need
to know. If they start circling.
Wear a helmet.
What the hell is going on? Buzz has the very latest on vultures in Leesburg, and then we're going to get to Oscar's hair.
Residents of the sleepy little hamlet of Leesburg, Virginia, home to God-fearing Americans like Rob Spiewak, lately been living an unspeakable horror. Their peaceful town has been invaded by vultures. Birds so big, tree branches break under their weight, and they leave equally impressive droppings, destroying the paint on citizens' cars. They peck at the car's weather stripping and anything made of rubber, including the shingles on people's roofs. The town's elders have called in none other than the U.S. Wildlife Service, which is now trying to scare the birds out of town using lasers, loud noises.
Lasers?
And
they're trying to scare the birds with lasers?
Light machine! Put the light machine on the buzzer!
Pyrotechnics and a dead vulture hanging upside down as a warning that their kind isn't welcome here.
Oh, boy. Now, really, a bird is a stupid creature. It's not going to take the subtlety.
Be careful, Rob. You live in Leesburg.
I know. And you know what? I've seen it. I live.
Hold on. I got it. Keep on his feet. I got that laser. Get that laser. There's another one. Get him right now.
Hold it on his tail.
I got him.
I seen it, baby. Across the street, the row of townhouses across the street, there is nothing greater than stepping out of your beautiful home at 4 o'clock on a weekday afternoon, and it looks like the Munsters is shooting across the street.
Wow.
Because they're silhouetted against it, and they are big, and they are ugly. And what a lot of people don't know about vultures is one of the things they do is they throw up a lot.
Really?
And you can see this.
Creepy birds.
Oh, they're really bad, and they got the bald pink head. It's really, it makes me uneasy.
Friday on the show, a little programming note here. Friday on the show, we will open the show with an exclusive interview with one of the vultures.
One of the Leesburg vultures?
Just haven't come up with a voice yet.
Interview with a vulture.
I mean, we haven't booked it yet, Mike.
Hello.
Anyway.
We don't know. We don't know what it's going to sound like.
It could be any number of things.
We will take a break, and we will come back next hour, ladies and gentlemen, with a little bit more on the vultures, and then we will discuss what the hell's going on with Oscar's hair.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show on great radio stations like KCJJ and WTNT. We'll be back.
You're in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, 'cause so are you. We'll go.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This hour is brought to you by our VIP packages for 2013. Get them while they're hot, ladies and gentlemen. You can enhance your VIP-ness.
Hey, I get it.
Enjoy all our bonus shows, including the video on-demand feeds. We're going to have a lot of that coming up in 2013.
And you know what, Mike? That's great video.
Plus the live video of our weekly show, and it's all now available for your mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
I always think that sounds so... Do you have a mobile device?
Yeah. I'm going to the library, and I'm going to take my mobile device and look at radio.
Some packages also come with the DVD of our Reno show and our
Gabe
Stein animated series. Yeah, we don't have any left, and that is legit. We can order more.
Yeah.
The 2013 yearly subscriptions are available now at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click on the word bonus at the top left-hand side of our homepage, and that's the Mike O'Mara Show 2013 VIP packages. We will get to everything I wanted to get to today, including Jack Cassidy t-shirts, Brent Musburger. I have a health update that does not involve me.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Major surgery going on today.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, and I'll get to that in a second. But more importantly than that, what the hell is wrong with your head?
All right, so...
Is that a vulture?
I know, it's well
documented. Did the vulture pick at your head?
It's well documented that you guys... you go to the $5.99 hair place?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, I thought this had died.
Oscars world.
Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-il.
Dear leader.
I usually go back... When I go and visit my parents, I go to this lady, Jenny Lee, right? And she's an Asian
Jenny
lady.
Jenny Lee!
Asian lady.
Jenny.
Has her own shop.
Oh, Jenny Lee!
Jenny.
In a mysterious part of Olney, Maryland, which is a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's a happy endings cut and die, isn't it?
Yeah. But my father has the flu, so I don't want to go and get the rage virus from him.
Oh, Misa Asuka.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, forget it. I'm not using that one.
Jenny.
So I said, hey, there's a hair cuttery around the corner here. I've rolled those dye in
the
past.
So you went to the hair cuttery?
Yeah, and I went to the one right up the street.
For one moment, and this will be the...
They still use leeches?
This will be the picture we put on the website today.
Yeah.
Can you remove your headphones and show everybody, dear leader?
Wow.
Look at that.
The profile's even better.
That is just...
With the headphone indentation.
It's horrific.
Now, I know I brought it up about 18 seconds after you sat down on the couch today. Did you think you were going to get away with it?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Just checking.
When you go and you get a hair cut at Supercuts, at the hair cuttery, or any haircut place like this, I know that there is... at least a 50% chance that something won't go as planned.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'll probably have to go elsewhere to get it fixed.
Right.
So you have to weigh.
You should just go in for an estimate.
Yeah, you have to weigh. You have to weigh how much you care about it. When I was younger, I desperately cared.
Yeah, right.
Now it's just like.
Is this the cuttery that did this?
Yes.
Oh, and are you so familiar that you would call it that?
The cuttery.
The cuttery. I went to the cuttery.
The hair cuttery.
I love the hair
cuttery. You can do well there, or you can have this happen.
I do not like that.
When I was,
I think it matters very desperately which mechanic you get.
Exactly.
It's exactly. Well, that's all haircuts.
Right. When I was a part-time DJ and just coming up and at WHFS in Washington D.C., I was listening to the Don and Mike show, and Don had come on the air and said that he had gotten a lifetime pass for haircuts.
Yeah, what was that deal that he had? What did he have
with
the haircut?
Some sort of gold card that in any haircuttery anywhere in the world he could get a haircut. He had it. I think Seacrest had it.
Yeah.
It was great.
I was like, he's never going to have to pay for a haircut.
That's like having a free pass at every Radio Shack in the country.
That's right. That's like every 4 weeks getting a check for $9.
But so, at a chain place like that, you are because people come in and don't necessarily come back to the same
person.
You're
playing roulette.
You're playing total roulette. You don't know who you're going to get.
Follicle roulette.
That's the way it goes.
So you'll have a better idea. That's why you should go to the website, MikeOMaraShow.com, of what has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like... and.
You don't happen to have any sunglasses you could put on, dear leader, do you?
Oh, yeah.
He's the best antenna.
It seems like she's
stopped. Do we seriously have sunglasses?
Because
we get a picture of
him. I think you and sunglasses would be
Mark,
great.
I got some out in the kitchen.
She stopped.
I got a million of them out there.
Like,
you know where
they are. Because I didn't know.
You know
Mark knows where everything is in my house. Strong box.
Do you get your hair styled before you leave?
No,
right?
Because what I actually went down to Florida, and before the heart attack,
started to sound like Larry King.
I was going to say.
I did not have a heart attack.
When you were sitting in the chair, does anyone know the Korean word for whoops?
No, stop. I went to an actual styling place because you guys had talked about the comb over factor with me because I go to my little barber down the street.
Let's see what you've got now.
Who's very, very talented.
Yeah. Judy.
Sorry.
Let's see your hair. Take your headphones off.
I think it looks much better.
I like
better.
Much
there
better.
It is. There well, we this go. Was done. This was
oh,
done
you chose
for me
good ones, Mark.
By Cam. All right, take the headphones off and kind of look up. Kind of look up. Will that get on camera? Will we be able
oh,
to
yeah.
use
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
we'll
oh, yeah.
Get, we can take a still shot afterwards. Yeah, like yeah. I have no problem. And
so I was going to say, because of that, I went to the Better salon place, and Cam from Modern Family cut my hair.
Eric Stone Street.
Down in Florida, and we had a nice discussion. He was a man, a portly man, who was, I believe, a little, you know, G-A-Y. Nothing wrong with that at all. And he did a nice job on my hair, and we enjoyed
it.
Terrific conversation.
Yeah, how do we bleep
for my
that?
G-A-Y haircutter.
That's right.
So
did he have a cuff that was a different color than the rest of his shirt?
No, but he had it. But he had a lovely design on his shirt.
I bet he did.
I usually can do some damage control. I already had realized it wasn't the right cut near the end of the actual haircut.
Now, you say that it's always like maybe 50% chance they're going to blow it. Have you ever gone home and tried to fix it yourself?
Well, this is the thing. This is the first time I'm actually going to go, because I think if you pay $20 for a haircut, you get what you get.
Yeah, here's your problem. This is what I think it depends. I think you could get away
20
with
and a quarter.
You have it long on top.
Yes.
Now, is it thin on top? Is it a little thin?
No, I always have had
a high forehead.
Yes.
Okay, so you can get away maybe with having a little. You need to, I think.
Telly Savalas has a high forehead.
What accentuates the side is because you've got that kind of bouffant thing happening.
Yes.
Have you ever gone with a high and tight with kind of a flatter
top? Yeah, and I've actually shaved my head before. I don't have a problem with that.
Wow. Right.
But as I
hold it, you don't have a problem with shaving your head?
No,
I
don't. I
can get you a great haircut for $6.
$5.99.
Or something.
I have to go back to this lady now and say, look, just high and tight
more,
all the way around. Just even it out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never gone back. This is the first time I'm going back.
You're
going
to go back to the same culprit?
The same lady.
They're used to it, Oscar. They're used to it. That's a mistake.
No, I think it's okay.
I think it's
okay.
No, I would not.
Just have some more taken off the top.
You know, everything is okay for you today.
It's okay.
He's optimistic.
I'm filled with dread. You're filled with optimism.
I'm dreading this.
I think if...
It's a tremendous mistake to go back to the person who broke it.
If he goes back to the person that did it, he's going to get cut.
Yeah. Well, that's possible.
You'll be lucky if he leaves with both ears.
But what's the etiquette? I don't know what that etiquette is.
Why don't you go to my friend and RJ's friend down the street,
Judy,
the lady Judy at the barbershop? It'll be $15, and she'll fix you right up and tell you came from our show.
Yeah.
It's right next to the Euro Bronze Tan Shop. And
oh, you
the
can
tailor,
stop in there too.
And it's across the street from the Roy Rogers
and
the
no
new
awkwardness.
Diner.
You're not. Yeah,
there's
you're,
no awkwardness.
You're not a hemophiliac.
No, it's a very cool barbershop. It's just you go in there. I don't think she works.
The Great American Barbershop, and she is off on Wednesday.
Oh, she is off on Wednesday?
Do you think it's ironically named American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is she from out of town, Judy?
I'll tell you! You try to take away my haircut!
Stop it!
No.
You
don't
try
mess
to take
it up.
Away my haircut, 1776!
Red
Do you think that Judy is from out of town?
Is she from out of town? I believe she's somewhere.
Her given name might not be Judy, then.
I've got another layer to this story.
Oh, I picked this out of the phone book.
Okay.
Call me Judy.
Don't worry about it.
So I get home last night.
Thanks for the haircut.
I get home last night.
I fix you up, no trouble.
Okay, stop it.
That's right.
And my lovely girlfriend wakes up. She says, I thought you got a haircut. And I said, just stop it. It's late. I don't even want to talk about it. And this morning she wakes up and says, you've got... And then she starts examining my hair. She just stops talking.
Like picking for nits?
Yeah, no, and she's looking around. I said, you're not helping here. I'm trying to get it fixed today. She goes, why did you not say anything while you were... All these questions.
I said,
because the place was packed. And I figured I'd go somewhere else afterwards.
I don't think a girl understands. When you're at a barbershop, busy or not, you're at a tremendous disadvantage. You really can't comment as you go.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever had the mirror held behind their head and you go,
sure.
No.
Right.
No.
Sure.
Absolutely not.
There is not a man in America that has ever done that, where they show you the mirror and you're like, oh, yeah, that's terrible.
You know what I say every time? I say, perfect. Don't know how you do it every time. Get me out of here.
What are you going to do?
Yes.
They can't glue it back.
I could have said it better myself, Rob. And that's what women
that's
don't
so
understand.
True.
Yeah, you're right.
As a guy, I don't care how light in the loafers you are, you can't just... You can't tell someone that doesn't look good for me.
So you just go and you say, that's why you have to go to another person.
I'm just going to go to the barber. Right.
Say the last person, because they love that. You go, the last person that cut my hair did a terrible job. I need this fixed. Can you fix it?
Yeah.
There's not a responsible hair cutter in the world that's not going to say, I'll try to fix it.
And that's the reason he can't go to $5.99 haircut, because that conversation is too deep for their comprehension of the language.
Oh, they are
super Korean. FOB. They look at me, they smile, they nod a lot.
What were you going to say about Judy?
The other cutters at the shop are very good, too.
So you know, you can go to the bald guy.
I had one of the cutters.
Who's the guy with the shaved heads?
Is that Tom?
He kind of runs the store, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
He's always like...
His name is Pitbull.
He's the cool... Is he Mr. Cool?
He is.
He's always engaged in, like, great conversations.
He always greets everybody very
and he calls
nice.
Me, and you know, he calls me Mr. Mike, which I like. Hey, take care, Mr. Mike.
Right after the bonus show.
Hello, Mr. Mike.
Yeah, please do. Go down there and see
what you don't feel right.
Maybe you have time between the shows.
Can you just take off your headphones one more time before we're done with this?
I'll put on the glasses for you.
Okay, hold on. And look. And now look proud and look up with your nose up in
the air. Pull the mic around. There we go.
Don't smile.
Don't do Stevie Wonder.
When we do the show picture today, he's going to have to stand in what might be best. Can we take a picture of it looking up on the steps?
Yes, sure.
Like a power shot.
All right. Three quick things before we get the break here, because I've got to get your pen and pencil out, because I'm going to give you some recommendations.
Okay,
here.
Good.
This is how much of an old queen am I when now my favorite television show, I sat and watched the entire two-hour premiere of Downton Abbey.
You know,
a lot of people watch.
A lot of buzz for that show.
My father and I was thoroughly entertained.
My father told me, he says, you know, that's the best show on TV right now. And
really?
I've never seen a single episode.
It is.
Is it worth going to? Because
I've
been
told I wouldn't like it.
It's kind of cerebral buzz.
What does that mean?
I don't know. So I look on the Apple iTunes store, and you can buy the entire first season for $20.
All right, this is season 3.
Right, have you seen it from the word go?
No, I caught on last season, about halfway through last season.
They say it's fantastic.
Well, let me talk about it for a second. This show, it moves. And it is a soap opera. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's interplay between this wealthy British family.
Full of redcoats.
I am always, it's got redcoats out the ass.
And season 3, they take away all the guns.
I am fascinated by all things like Jane Austen. Uh-huh. That's the real queenie side of me. I really like...
I know.
I enjoy Sense and Sensibility.
Of course you do. Pride and Prejudice.
I love Pride and Prejudice. Mm-hmm. I like this. What was the one with the girl that fell in love with a man in World War I? I don't remember the name of that. But it was with Keira Knightley.
Mostly you remember the man.
It was. I do. And he had such a tough time.
What is this? What
I didn't
is
like War Horse, though.
What's that?
What is it about?
It's about British in the 1920s, the British aristocracy. It's a family that lives at Downton Abbey. They are extremely wealthy. They're aristocrats. They're in the middle of all the drama between the people that live in the house and the people that work for them, butlers, the maids.
Aren't there many parallels between the aristocracy and the people that work for them?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You got kind of two things going on. There was a show called Upstairs, Downstairs.
Yeah.
But this, you know, and it just goes on, and there's a lot of slamming the British aristocracy, which I'm all about.
You love that.
Not like the guy, you know, that was yelling at Piers Morgan, but I really enjoy the way they have the interplay, and you see how incredibly bound up this British aristocracy was because of their traditions, and it's fun, but at the same time you go, my God, how could they live like that? And it's also 1920, so it's a period of change, and it's just beautifully written. I really feel like when I watch that show, this is Queenie too, that I'm stepping back into history. I really feel
really crossed a pretty thick line.
But I mean, it's artistic license, but it's fun to watch, and it's a soap opera, and you get caught up, and I watched it with my two daughters, and they dig it. But I tell you, on PBS, when you watch a two-hour you know, that's like an hour and 50 minutes straight of television watching. And that's a marathon, man.
And have you donated?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
I hate those people.
Now, here's a question for you because
I'm sorry. I really hate those
people.
You know
it probably the best in the world.
They're the type of people we get in. Oh, look, I don't listen
and they
to
don't
your
even
show.
Do it live anymore.
I listen to NPR. I don't listen to your show. Every one of those effers is just like the kind of person that would come up to me. Oh, what do you do? Oh, I've never heard it. I listen to NPR. Yes. We'd love you to donate. You know, I'm watching Downton Abbey, which is cultural. It's nice. It's highbrow for me. It's highbrow for me. I don't need some dude with a stick wedged up his patoot to come on and go, I hope you enjoy the first season of Downton Abbey.
Well,
you know, why don't you kiss my ass?
They're trying to raise money to keep shows like that on
the
air.
Yeah, so why don't they put Gallagher on there soliciting money?
Well, now that's a good point.
And they really need to revisit the Chubb Group. The Chubb Group needs to give more money.
Mike,
Chubb
Group. You can take it or leave it, but I take a page out of my playbook. When anybody ever asks me about the shows I do or what we're doing here,
yes.
If it's a girl, I always say, do you know Kane, which is a famous top 40 DJ here in the
and
area.
A wrestler.
Yes.
And they said, absolutely. I said, we're just like Kane. If it's a guy...
I can't tell you how painful that is to hear you say
that. No, I tell them that because I'm hoping they'll tune in and start laughing and try to lure them in.
Yeah. You know, I know that I'm not on the radio anymore and I'm probably not making as much money as him, but I crap bigger than Kane.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Thank you, boy.
Hey, Mike, I found in your stool some corn and Tommy McFly.
If it's some stuffy dude, I tell them, I said, do you listen to All Things Considered on NPR?
Right.
And then they're like, oh my God, yeah. I was like, it's just like that.
Good.
So then
I
push him towards the side.
This is where he's smart.
Yeah, that is smart.
And when he meets the mentally challenged, he says, do you listen to WJFK?
That's terrible. But anyway, Downton Abbey, very good show.
And it is British, right? Because on iTunes, it says the original British first season. That's where I want to start,
well,
I guess.
Yes, and they brought in a new character this year, the grandmother. It is a British
lord. Matthew Oliver?
It's Larry. A British lord who is married to an American woman, and then they've got all their kids and all the soap operas. And this year, the grandmother from America came over, and it's played by Oscar winner Shirley MacLaine.
Yes, I saw her.
Which
in the
was just ducky to me too. Yeah. That's so cool.
Is she out of control, Shirley MacLaine?
She's great, Shirley MacLaine. She's a great actress.
She is the best.
She
is.
And she plays
and a local girl, you know.
And she plays a pain in the ass grandmother. And the grandmother on the British side is this. I wish I will get the name for you, but it is this British actress.
Is it Dame Edna?
No, it is not Dame Edna.
Because now I'm watching.
She is brilliant too. And the scenes between them, where Shirley MacLaine is slamming the British aristocracy, make me laugh out loud. So there's your recommendation.
And it's a short season too. Isn't it only like 9 hours? I mean, well, 9 1-hour episodes per season.
I don't doubt it because it's a marathon that I saw the other night.
Okay, very
I really,
cool.
really enjoyed it.
I'm going to watch it, and then we're going to talk about it.
Okay, so I'll pass. Said three things on the movie list. The movie list went to see Promised Land.
Not good?
No. Oh, really?
It looked good. God, not good?
So slow.
A bad fracking movie?
I'm beginning to realize that when you see a movie with a lot of walking in and walking out and walking up and walking down and, you know, for example.
Just a lot of walking.
It's just entrances, exits, a lot of that.
Odd.
Back to the bar, you know, away from the bar.
What's that about?
I thought it sucked.
What's the premise again?
It's a guy, Matt Damon plays a guy that works for a natural gas company, and they're trying to get the town to sign off on the fracking, which causes tremendous environmental damage, and it goes back and forth.
And then the very charming John Krasinski is in it.
John Krasinski was one of the producers. It
like Aaron Brockovich.
Slow. Yeah. I like movies to be bam, 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 to move
along. Would you
along.
Have liked to have seen a natural gas explosion like 20 minutes in?
I wish that Shirley MacLaine was in it.
That'd be great. She could play the annoying British grandmother.
Did you see the Quentin Tarantino movie yet?
I haven't seen Django.
No, me neither.
I haven't
dying
seen it.
To
hey,
see
but
it.
How about, you know, I'd love to, if anybody wants a date for Friday, if anybody wants, you're included, Zero Dark 30.
Oh yeah.
If anybody's in on that, can we do a matinee on Friday? If
sure,
anybody
I'd
wants
able,
it,
yeah.
That's the invitation is laid down.
Awesome.
Last but not least, I want to get to the Jack Cassidy t-shirts.
Yes. Please.
Now, we had the one with the cigarette lighter that had the plume of smoke go into a heart. That is far too chickish.
Yeah,
for me.
I agree with you.
I loved it.
I haven't seen any.
Would it be okay without the heart?
Oh God, I got to take a break. I'm sorry.
We can steal a minute here. Let's talk
I can't,
about.
Are
this.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, you're violating your thing.
No, this is just these are soft breaks. We've got
oh, they're
talk
soft breaks. Okay, go ahead. So let's talk about the t-shirt.
The designs I've seen, I'm not sure that they are exactly what you're looking for. But I have a bunch of them, and I will definitely share them with you.
Would it be safe to say by Monday we will have our T-shirt design available? We'll not the T-shirts to order yet, but we will decide once and for all.
Absolutely.
And you can present them to us on the show maybe on Friday.
Sure.
And we can look at them and decide on a T-shirt
design. And once we decide on a design, then we can do pre-order, can we not?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
What if someone took the Downton Abbey font and made that into the Jack Cassidy.
Why don't you worry about your hair?
Yeah.
Why don't you worry?
I think
about
we all
hair?
Need to worry and pray.
We will take a break. Come back with Rob's magic audio vault on the Mike Gomero Show on Rebel Radio. Welcome back to MichaelBarrowShow.com.
And we're back.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. It's working today.
Yeah.
It's working
very
today. Nice. I like the way you laid it out for me. I
only took six tries.
I know where I am. Imagine ditching your glasses.
Oh.
Or contacts.
Imagine.
You ditched them just like Shirley MacLaine would.
Find out if you can at TLC. The TLC surgeons have an international reputation, performing LASIK on over 2.2 million eyes.
Whoa.
That's a claim no other eye center can make. TLC's equipment, state-of-the-art, and the TLC lifetime commitment is huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move your cupboard, see what you've been missing. Call 877-TLC-2020 to schedule a free consultation or visit TLCvision.com. And be sure to tell the friendly staff you heard about TLC from us,
yeah.
TLC Laser Eye Center. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, Jan 9, 2013.
I don't play a lot of Hendrix on the show, but I'm playing this for a reason. This is a brand new Jimi Hendrix release.
I like it.
It'll be out in March on an album. He actually had unfinished sessions after Electric Ladyland before he died.
Uh-huh.
This features Buddy Miles on bass. Or drums, forgive me. Buddy Miles, a drummer. And this song is called Somewhere. The neat thing about it, it sounds so typically Hendrix. When I heard it, I thought I'd heard it already.
Yeah.
But
it's familiar.
It sounds great.
Well, it's a great record.
So not bad. Check mm-hmm. that out. Now, have you ever wondered, Mike, what it might sound like if you were in a hot air balloon with 14 people and it crashed?
This was a piece of video that was all over the news last night, and I just couldn't stop watching it. It's a very large man and a very large woman
yes.
who are getting married in a
hot
air balloon.
In San Diego, and it's a big enough balloon that they had 14 people in the basket,
and
the marriage was in the balloon.
And it's one of those controversial interracial marriages.
Always color with you, Mike.
Watch out for that.
Yeah, but no one was injured. Seriously, and here's what it sounds like when a hot air balloon crashes. Have you ever done the balloon thing?
Not in a million years.
I have, more than once. I loved it.
I've done them. Guess how they filled the balloon.
up and away. That's what I say.
Would you like to ride?
Standing positions, everybody.
Race. Hold on. Yeah! Better audio than video.
Love it.
Can I hear that one more time?
You bet.
It's actually better audio than it was video.
Somebody cheers. I heard
someone
go,
yeah.
Somebody dug it.
They landed.
The landings are never soft.
Sick Fs.
Actually, that was someone on the ground. An anti-balloon person was cheering.
Standing positions, everybody. Race. Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Well, I suppose if I survived a crash, I'd cheer too, but
sure.
I would also wait until after the initial impact.
Make sure nobody's dead.
Was that legitimate? You think somebody in the basket that was going, yeah, this is cool?
Yeah, I think so.
You
got to be an idiot.
I would lay that person
to marry in a 14-person balloon anyway. So this is highly irregular, as Professor Marvel says.
Maybe they meant, yeah, this is it. This is how I die. You
know what I mean? All right, Mike, we have talked for a long time about girls with annoying voices, and I think I know your favorite annoying girl voice. It's the baby talk voice.
It's a combination of baby talk and dropping the
Oh, I'm so glad you brought it up.
It always goes that.
I'm glad you
Mine
say that
Fran
because
Drescher.
I have something for that. But first, here's an example of baby talk. This is the second most annoying female voice, according to a recent study.
Okay, you come home and we go cuddly in the bed together. Oh, I love you, boo-boo bear.
Okay, so no one likes that. But what I'm going to discuss today, Mike, is something called the vocal fry.
Okay.
Also known as the creak.
Is that the one where they go, I really want...
And I have a quote here. This is from Pitzer, a linguistics professor at Pitzer College in Claremont, California, says, women do something like uptalk, which is if someone do something like uptalk, and they talk like this, that's one thing. But if they do something like uptalk or the vocal fry, which I'm going to give
you
a moment.
Before you play it, because I am...
It's immediately interpreted as insecure, emotional, or even stupid.
Okay. Now, then, before you play it, let me see if I got it.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I haven't. I'm just hearing your description, but I'm going to say, I really like the Michael Mara show. It's really good.
Let's go to an example of the creak.
Hi.
That's it. Nailed it.
Good job, Mike.
What's going on in this country is something that really irritates me.
Oh, God.
And that is vocal fry tones, especially heard with young teens or people in high social groups.
Here's another example of the creak or the vocal fry.
I was gonna go to the mall with Jason,
and that's
but
got the up-talk
he's
as well.
So self-centered.
Now, there's a reason I'm playing this. There was a scene cut from the movie This Is 40, And it's Judd Apatow's daughter. Her name is Maude Apatow. I think she's 14. Mm-hmm. She does impressions of all the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Now, this scene was cut from the movie, but it's another great example of the vocal fry. And also, as a mimic yourself, I think you'll appreciate this out of a 14-year-old kid. Here is Maude Apatow as Kim Kardashian.
Yesterday, we went to the store, and I saw Mason and Courtney, and we had so much fun. I'm so sick of everyone thinking I have butt implants. I mean, why would they think that? I mean, who does that?
Pretty great.
Spot
14 years old?
14 years
old.
Got
the family talent.
And she very does talented, the other two as well. They're great.
Wow. And that
I'll pull
is,
the other two for, like for Friday.
Yeah. I wrote it down. I think we might be getting to it in the bonus hour today because I was talking about, actually I was going to start with that today.
What's that?
Why we love reality. And I've been watching horrible reality television because there's nothing on.
You're right.
And you get a lot of that in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hill. Women that are in their 40s and 50s that actually can talk like that as well.
Yeah.
It drives me
and
out
why
my
do
mind.
People talk like that?
It's insecurity.
It says it's a sign of insecurity and it's also like a lack of intellect.
When someone says like a lot.
That's also mentioned in this article.
It's vocal.
I've seen that.
A crutch.
It's a disc jockey that says basically. Yeah. It's verbal crutches. And anything that is insecure about expressing yourself can be used.
Another example is when a DJ says boss a lot.
Yeah.
When he refers to me as boss?
No, when Rob says that's really boss.
Oh, boss. All right.
Why must you pick at my insecurities?
Have a boss birthday?
Yes. Well, bleed.
Every DJ has a verbal crutch because you talk so much.
No, well, I'm the only one, Oscar.
Some are trademarks. No,
but over the years, I've been doing this so long that a listener will hit me to a verbal crutch that I have, and you go off of it rather quickly.
Yeah, that's the quickest way to get someone to stop doing it.
The baby talk
except
is...
Except if Mark says it, I don't care.
Right.
The baby talk is rooted in some sort of tragic or maybe molestation, correct?
Oftentimes.
Yeah,
not always.
Not always. Not
just
always.
Daddy issues.
All right. Your radio partner, Chad, who said the funniest thing about Carmen Hart that I have ever seen when they got into an argument. And Chad says something like, hey, I'm sorry your uncle pushed you into the closet.
Yeah.
I remember that. It's the funniest thing.
Not only
did
my...
she have a baby talker voice?
No, but she was fighting with him about
something.
Something. She was a porn star, and he's a misogynist. She's a porn star. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
Not only are you a mimic, I think you're also quite a talented percussionist, and I think you'll enjoy this tape. This is a large, I would guess, nearly 400-pound Samoan, shirtless.
Okay.
And then three men in tuxedos come out and play his body.
Oh, no.
This
oh
video,
God.
This no, he's there's
are we
nothing,
gonna have this on our YouTube page?
It's already there. This is G rated. Right.
Oh, wow.
But they will play his stomach, his chest, his back, and his face. I want you to check this out. This is called Tummy Talk, an epic drum solo. All sounds made by the fat guy. Just one guy now. Yeah. Second guy's coming now. Uh-huh.
Pretty good.
It's not bad. I like when the mouth stuff starts.
You always do.
Stop it.
Wow.
Is his mouth open?
Yeah, they're hitting his face.
God.
I gotta
That's
see
awesome.
This.
You'll love it. Check it out in the break. That's Tummy Talk, an epic drum solo.
Cool.
And dealer's choice. Mike, we have time for one more. Do you want to close with Dave, or do you want to close with something that I found pretty funny from the Betty White show last night?
I will take Betty White because we get a lot of Dave on this show.
All right. This is her show. It's called Off Their Rockers, which is basically a candid camera with old people.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
It is pretty bad, but this is a clever thing. I like this. Old man with a map talking to passersby on the street, okay?
Could you help me a minute? I'm trying to find something. My wife told me to find this place, and I'm having a hard time trying to find it. I don't know. I don't know if it's a restaurant or if it's a spa. It's called the G Spot. Ah. I can't find it on the map. Would you know what that is? Her ex-husband knew where it was, but I can't seem to find it. Can you tell me what it is, please?
The G Spot? I don't know if there's a place called that, but there is something.
Well, I'm an older guy and I'm very naive. Just tell me what it is. That's all. She's always at me to get near it.
Remember, Mike, her ex-husband could find it.
There it is.
Yeah, that's your audio vault.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, no,
Oingo Boingo money.
Are they having some kind of farewell tour or something like that? I saw that online.
Really?
There might have been something about Oingo Boingo saying farewell.
I would go see them. Instead of farewell, I think they're just saying goodbye, goodbye.
I surf the internet constantly.
Do you enjoy the internet?
I truly do.
It's good.
Hey, I want to remind everybody that starting on January 14th, that's this coming Monday, AM 730 WTNT 102.9 FM, we are going to be on that radio station from 7 to 9 right here in Washington, D.C. every Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can listen to the podcast during the day, and then you drive home without even hooking up your little machine.
Turn on your radio.
Turn on your radio and enjoy 2 hours of fabulous replay on the Mike O'Mara Show. We hope you'll join us. WTNT, AM 730 and 102.9 FM starting January 14th. That's this Monday at 7 p.m. Without further ado, let's get right to it and get buzzing news on the radio.
Which is brought to you today by Encore Insurance Services.
Wow, wow. Sir, you want to? Excuse me. Jesus Christ, Keith. You got a whole commercial down. Break to prepare.
Brought to you today by Encore Insurance Services, LLC, star sponsor of our upcoming radio broadcast. It happens when I do this. Yes. I mean, I shouldn't do that. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help you, just as they helped Oscar.
Yeah, they did.
For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Please show your appreciation for Encore's support of the show by getting that free quote.
Do you want to hit that button and get a real good one
I
up, get
I'm,
it all
I think
up.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I think I'm
you know
be
what?
Okay.
I called Encore last night. I got throat insurance.
Stop it.
They only do life. Yeah.
Anything's
keep
possible.
Keep that up. You're going to need it.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, watch out, you.
Did you check out that boss comeback?
Face.
We are hearing that this flu season is the worst of the decade, and now there's a new Facebook app to help you find the bastard who gave you the flu. It searches Facebook for status updates for words and phrases that include sneezing and coughing.
Hand washing, everybody.
Right.
Please. Hand wash
frequently.
No heroes here.
You know, my mom.
Right. No, and Oscar's absolutely right.
Right.
If you guys have a sniffle, you're not here. That's the way I want to do
it. My mom works for the Inova healthcare program. Mm-hmm. She helps schedule doctor stuff, and she was talking to the head of Contagion, I guess, for Inova in Loudoun, and they said this has been in 50 years.
Isn't it Contagion?
Contagion, I suppose.
Yes. Contagion.
The worst match for the vaccine versus the flu strain in 50
years. I'm looking
forward
to going on WTNT because that's a good station.
Station. It is a nice station. But even people who got immunized, the flu strain in the immunization doesn't match the flu that's going around. So
I know.
The shot is not helping.
I can't talk about it without getting really emotional.
I know.
Somebody needs to address that because I keep hearing health experts and health reporters saying, oh, this year's vaccine is right on target. And yet I know of an increasing number of cases of people who got their shots and got the flu anyway. You should still get your shot. It's not too late to do so, but I want somebody to address this issue of why people are getting the flu even though they've gotten the shot.
And the flu is also this flu for some reason, and some people, is contagious even a week after you've had it.
Yeah, right? It's very scary.
And a day before you know you have it.
And
well.
Just wash your hands. And gentlemen, I mean, you know, now in this house, mm-hmm. more than ever,
yes.
You know, if you're feeling a sniffle, just get the hell out of here.
Smart
it's funny,
move.
You don't look fluish.
Thank you.
Now, if you were planning on filing your taxes before the end of January, don't even bother. Early refunds won't be quite so early this year, thanks to Congress changing the tax laws at the last minute. You can begin filing on January 30th, but the refund will arrive a little later than it has in recent years. Speaking of Congress, it's one thing to say it's unpopular. It's another thing to say where Congress ranks among other unpopular things. A new poll from a real polling company shows that Congress is less popular than head lice, root canals, replacement refs, colonoscopies, carnies, or the band Nickelback.
That's funny.
Carnies!
I like
that. It's also less popular than Donald Trump, Genghis Khan, traffic jams, cockroaches, Brussels sprouts, and used car salesmen.
Hey, that's bad to brush to say about Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels
sprouts. I like
sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. I hated them when I was a kid.
You ever put lemon on them?
No.
It's
no.
good.
Make them with bacon. They're
yeah,
good.
It's true. Make anything with bacon.
Really?
Very good.
You know, bacon. Yeah.
Obviously from a friend's house.
Bacon and Brussels sprouts. Sprouts.
Now, Congress is, however, more popular than the Ebola virus, North Korea, lobbyists, Fidel Castro, meth labs, communism, bullies, gonorrhea, Lindsay Lohan, or Kim Kardashian.
Oh, like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
What if you combine
Kardashian.
What if you combine gonorrhea and Kim Kardashian?
I think it's already been done.
How's the score?
Did you hear what he said?
That's right.
Absolutely.
The victims of Hurricane Sandy are not fond of Congress for providing so little help so late, and they're not happy with with us for forgetting them so quickly as they spend their winter without a home. To remind us of the cause, a man swam in the cold water out to that sunken roller coaster off the Jersey Shore yesterday and planted an American flag on it. He was arrested for trespassing.
That was cool.
Naturally.
Though. That was cool that he did that. That
it was.
Just a vision of that flag in the water on top of that coaster.
Kind of a statement.
Cool.
I did not see that.
Seaside
like
Heights.
Hey,
kids.
We're
going
to try. I'm waiting. A lot in the biker community is going on.
Right.
My ride that's coming up in June is up in the air. We are still, I'm going to commit to people. I'm going to try to make that a hurricane relief effort for the people that were forgotten by Sandy. I think that's really, really important to do. I hope we can do that.
Hey, kids, here's some good news. For just $369, you can now modify your AR-15 assault rifle to fire 900 rounds in 1 minute. A One Gun Lover's product review says the modification can be made in under a minute.
That's the most firing since CBS.
The AR-15 is the gun that was used to kill 26 young school children at Sandy Hook. Now, we've been reporting on an apparent disconnect between responsible gun owners and the National Rifle Association. Two-thirds of NRA members say in a survey they now support the kinds of gun law reforms that have been consistently opposed by the NRA leadership. As Mike has pointed out, that's because the NRA represents one other interest over that of gun owners, the gun manufacturing industry. There is considerable evidence indicating that the NRA fronts as a lobby for that industry in much the same way the tobacco industry once funded a smokers' rights organization.
Can I ask this question?
Sure.
You've covered this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is no big
this
surprise.
Is obvious.
No.
This is
it's
no
obvious.
Big surprise to anybody.
You were talking about the fighting earlier, and we were talking about whether or not anything's going to get done. I believe that there is a majority of Americans who share a common ground, and they include NRA members, and they include Second Amendment defenders, and they include guys like us who don't have guns. I think that majority all now believes that certain steps need to be taken, not just gun control, but starting with gun control.
And not just the assault weapons ban.
Right, exactly.
Let me be clear. Right? I would own a gun if I could own a gun. But I live in D.C. and I can't own a gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I would own a firearm. Mm-hmm. I think there's something about that appeals to me.
One estimate,
but I'm certainly not.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And generational here, I want to because you're younger than I am. Does part of that attraction come from your all of the pop culture you've been exposed to in our culture with the gun culture that we have been raised in, where guns get covered on TV, where you see every single show is that why? Is it kind of, where's the attraction?
Because
I'd like to know. You're not a hunter,
top
right?
Of mind. No.
Why would you want to
be prepared?
Okay, so you buy into that.
Yes.
Okay, so you are prepared. All I'm saying to you is that there are people
I
that
just
could
need
make
one sidearm. That's
yeah, but
all
they
I would
but
need.
They could make a statistical argument that you are. By bringing that gun into your home, if you were able to do it, you are statistically more likely to hurt or kill someone that you love or know than you are to be John Wayne and protect your family.
No, I agree.
I can't take that away. I just thought I'd throw that out.
About this disconnect, though. Time's running out. One estimate says we're under the gun, you might say.
Yes. Hey, I get it.
Gun makers have given nearly $40 million, $40 million from gun makers to the NRA, which may speak louder than the membership dues paid by the gun owners. Bushmaster gets special thanks from the NRA on its donor list on its website.
Sure.
That's the company that made the gun that was used to kill 26 young school children at Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
New York State's about to pass the toughest assault rifle ban in the nation. Tomorrow, representatives of the NRA will be at the White House to contribute their thoughts as a new policy on gun violence is finalized. That policy will also deal with movies, video games, and the very difficult subject of mental health. We know global warming's real because we're not hitting as many record low temperatures as record highs. It used to be about 50-50. Now there's only one record low temp for every five record highs. That's why 2012 just went down as the hottest year in recorded history. In the 20th century, the average temp was 52. Now it's 55, an all-time high. Extreme weather events, once rare, are now the norm. And finally, thank you, Florida, for showing us how to handle domestic disputes. Brenda and Donovan Schumann of Vero Beach had already separated, but Brenda walked...
I just want to tell you, that's what's going to happen Monday.
Right.
I just wanted
that's
to make
why
you...
we have to be careful when we yeah. stop down during the news.
Yeah, no. That's why you have to remove some of the things we're going to do.
Okay.
Get to your kicker because we got plenty of time now. But I wanted to let everybody know that's what's going to happen to us since starting.
That was a wake-up call.
Okay. Yes. Brenda and Donovan Schumann of Vero Beach had already separated, but Brenda walked into Donovan's new home and found him having sex with another woman. Brenda then proceeded to empty her bowels on the kitchen floor, empty her bladder on the hallway carpeting, and shoot Donovan's mirrors and Christmas decorations with a rifle. Quoting Brenda, I found him in bed with a naked chick. What was I supposed to do?
Ew!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Vista Prints. Remember, business owners, you can get those fabulous cards, 250 of them,
right,
in the really good stock, the heavy-duty cards, for just $10, satisfaction guaranteed. Top 250 top quality cards with free shipping for just $10, but only if you go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. That's it. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.